Now, new numbers are giving us a better picture of what the pandemic was like in schools. Across the state, chronic absenteeism, defined as missing more than 10% of school days, increased by about 4%, and student enrollment in public schools dropped by about 4.5%. No surprise, that was the height of the pandemic. But according to numbers for the following year, 2021 to 22, those high absence levels continued. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Parents, did your kids miss a lot of school during the early days of the pandemic? Is that still true now? If you work in schools, if you're a student in school, are you seeing more empty seats than you used to? What do you think has changed? What could bring kids back in? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Corinne Hess is a K-12 education reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Corey, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to situate this in time. Now, we've got a school year going on. Now, we don't have the data for this current school year. The pandemic breaks out in 2020. We've got the school year 2021 to 2022, or 20 to 21. No surprise, absenteeism goes up. The hope, I think, was that in the more recent numbers, we'd see things go back to normal. That it sounds like, if I'm reading you right, Corey, that's not what happened.
No, in fact, unfortunately, it got worse.
Right. Can you talk about the changes, the trends we saw from that full-on pandemic year to the year, the hoped-for year of recovery?
Yeah. So before the pandemic, average attendance rates were hovering around 94%. Then the year after the pandemic, it went down to 93%. And now it's even lower at 91%, which means, you know, these percentages kind of are hard to wrap your head around. But what that means is Wisconsin students are missing nearly a month of school. And again, that was for last year, as you pointed out. We won't have the data for this school year until March of 2024, unfortunately.
And this wasn't the same everywhere. Milwaukee Public High School students only at school apparently 70% of the time in the last school year. Can you talk about some of the disparities you found when you looked at the numbers?
Yeah, there were a lot of disparities. So in looking at the numbers, the school districts that did the worst, like you pointed out, Milwaukee Public Schools, the absentee rate and chronic absenteeism was really bad. But also larger districts, you know, in Southeast Wisconsin, the larger urban school districts, there was a lot of absenteeism. Also Madison Metropolitan School District, but then also the smaller rural districts, you know, they also weren't good in northern Wisconsin. So there's just a lot of disparity. Also, statewide data showed that 58% of Black students were chronically absent, and 44% of Native American students. That compares to 15% of white students.
You asked some people in your reporting, you know, possible ideas why. What kind of things did you hear about why the absenteeism not only persisted after the initial year of the pandemic, but got worse?
You know, some of the ideas that people had were just students' mental health just has not been the same since the pandemic. Other people thought that maybe just the need to be in school isn't as great. You know, people worked from home, studied from home. And so just the whole needing to be in school all the time, a lot of people don't think it's as necessary, unfortunately. And then somebody did say maybe there's too much emphasis on staying home if you are exposed to COVID. I'm not sure if that is true. But yeah, there's just been some different ideas.
And as we wrap up, Corey, this isn't just Wisconsin. You put this in a national perspective in your reporting. We are not alone here on these issues.
No, not at all. This is not a Wisconsin problem. It's a national problem. So there was a survey done not too long ago, and, you know, 72% of school districts that answered all said that they are facing the same thing, with students not going to school, but also teachers are more absent. And so teachers are calling in a lot more, too.
Corey, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
That was WPR K-12 education reporter Corey Hess talking about chronic student and teacher absenteeism during the pandemic. We're going to follow up on that conversation, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. do you have a kid in schools? Is the dividing line for you over whether you send your kid to school if they're a little bit sick? Is it different than it was, say, 3 years ago? Do you see more absences in your school, whether you're a parent, a student yourself, a teacher, or you work in a school? What are you seeing in your district? What do you think is causing that and this overall increase in absenteeism? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Don Kramer joins us now, researcher for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Don co-authored a report on student absenteeism in the 2020 through 2021 school year. Don, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thank you, Rob, for having me today.
Your latest report on this, and this is something you've been following over time, Don, is on that, you know, the first full year after the pandemic outbreak. Can you take us through some of what struck you about the numbers you saw there?
Sure. We were looking at this for about 5-10 years, really concerned because chronic absenteeism was high at 10% even before the pandemic. And then looking at the pandemic years, it reached up to 16% for the state. And we were hoping that it was just going to be one blip based on the pandemic. But then looking at the data from the 2021-2022 year, it just kept going up to 22%.
I want to talk about the stakes a little bit, Don, here. It may seem obvious, but, you know, being at school, participating in classes, I assume is good for learning. Not being there is going to hurt students' progress. You're a former teacher yourself. Can you talk about what's at stake if kids aren't showing up at school as often?
Absolutely. That's the basic thing. You can't learn something if you're not there to hear what's going on. It's also interesting here because we thought oftentimes when we imagine someone not going to school, we think of like that high school kid, you know, skipping class. But when we looked at the data, it was also those elementary school students and those middle school students. We really saw the biggest increase when we looked at our data up through 21 of middle school students missing more school. Like that was the sharpest uptake, which we were surprised at.
We talked to Corey a little bit there about some of the disparities. You saw some big differences for different demographics around the state. What struck you from those early pandemic numbers?
Yeah, we weren't looking specifically at the students, but we were looking at the demographics of the school. Mm-hmm. And it did seem that there was a tie to schools with higher low-income, students from low-income houses tended to have higher absentee rates. Schools with higher non-white populations tend to have higher rates of chronic absenteeism, and schools with higher rates of students with disabilities also had higher rates of chronic absenteeism. So we don't know if any of them are causing something else or if there's another factor causing all of these issues, but any of these by themselves usually is a concern, but all of them together definitely a bunch of issues for us to deal with.
I imagine you're probably crunching some of the numbers from that 21 to 22 report that came out and eagerly awaiting the current school year's numbers. But the fact that, you know, it was bad and then it's got actually worse in that following year. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's just incredible to see how much it's a statewide problem. You know, we looked at like the five largest districts in the state, and they had 20,000 additionally chronic absent students. But throughout the rest of the state, there was 30,000 additional chronically absent students in the school year. It's just incredible to think of like how many students that really is in addition to what was already happening.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jackie is with us in Marinette. Jackie, hi.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what did you want to tell us about, Jackie?
Well, so I had a thought about the absentees in the 2021 school year. You know, I think that it could somewhat be attributed to the masking regulations that were in place that year. You know, the kids didn't want to wear masks 8 hours a day, you know, the ones that did go. My own daughter, she was in first grade in 2020, so she was in second grade in 2021. And they offered virtual learning options that year as well. So we opted for her to do virtual learning the second semester of school in during that winter holiday time when there would be a lot of exposure to germs. And, you know, I seen firsthand how that affected her mental health even at that young age. So I do think it was right on when someone previously said that mental health has not recovered. We ended up putting her in counseling in second grade.
Wow, Jackie, thank you so much for being willing to share that. I really appreciate it. Jackie giving us some insight, Don, into what might be going through the minds of a lot of parents as they considered in-person versus virtual, or virtual is not an option. Do we send the kid to school given they're worried about their health?
Yeah, absolutely. With the 21-22 year, I'm assuming many of the virtual options have gone away. So where that might have kept the absentee numbers down previously, 21-22 didn't really have as many virtual options.
And then Jackie also mentioned, and we'd heard this from Corey as well, Don, mental health concerns for kids. Now, this is not something that shows up in the data sources you're using, but do you have thoughts on that as a possible factor?
We definitely talk about it in the sense of relationships in the school. You know, how do we build those individual students, get them back into school? And a lot of that comes down to mental health also, just building that relationship between the teacher and the students, and just the students and the overall school culture. How much is it dealing with a relationship, building those back up? It's pretty easy to lose a relationship. It's definitely takes more work and more time to build that relationship back, which I think of mental health as part of that whole environment.
Jackie, thanks again for calling. Best to your daughter. We are talking to Wisconsin Policy Forum researcher Don Kramer about his report on student absenteeism in Wisconsin. Went up in the early days of the pandemic, not a big surprise, but continued to go up in the last school year. You could join in at 800-642-1234. We're hearing the numbers. Do you have a story behind those numbers in your own family, in your own school or district? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Wisconsin Policy Forum researcher Don Kramer about student absenteeism in the schools. He and his organization have been following the numbers. They went, things got a little worse with chronic absenteeism among students in the early days of the pandemic, and then a year later got worse again. You can join in with your story, your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Liz joins us now in Eau Claire. Liz, hi.
Hi there. Am I supposed to be on the radio? Or the
you're phone? You're on right now. Yep. Go
okay,
for it.
Okay. Here's my question, or what I'm wondering is, I am assuming that the data for absenteeism takes away, does not count people who are enrolled in virtual school, because that really can't be determined, the absenteeism.
Oh, interesting.
So,
Liz, thanks for the call. I think I get it, Don. If I attend school virtually, am I counted as, not absent? How did that fit into this data?
Virtual schools are included in the data. And if your public school was conducting classes virtually, they had some metric for how they would count someone as present or absent. Sometimes they had to turn, the student had to turn on their camera. Sometimes there was a roll call at a certain time of the day or at a certain time of the period. But yeah, if your classes were virtual, there was a mechanism for counting the student as present or absent. They are included.
I hope that answers your question, Liz. We'll go now to Pat in Eau Claire. Pat, hi.
Hi. My comment is, I'm a grandma, and I have a middle schooler and a high schooler grandchildren, and I have another middle schooler in California. And starting as soon as fall started this last year, this school year, viruses went around constantly, and my grandkids caught all of them and were extremely sick. My granddaughter in middle school had influenza between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And my grandson probably had the same thing, but he didn't go to the doctor. They missed about 15 days of school before Christmas. They were sick in bed. They did all of their homework from bed virtually. after Christmas and they went back to school, they caught another virus that went around. They were bad colds. They were sick continually. My grandson in California experienced the same thing. And the school district sent a letter that my granddaughter had been gone 17 days and they were going to report her to the county for being out of school too much. She had all her schoolwork done. She's an A student. And in February...
We don't have too much time left, but thank you so much for sharing that. Best to the health of all your grandkids. Wow. And Don, I wonder, you know, we had that early COVID year where kids were staying out of school to not spread COVID and not catching those colds and flus. And, well, it sounds like Pat's grandkids were unfortunately catching up on all of that. Do we think that that could be one of the factors here?
Absolutely. And that's an interesting way to put it. We are catching up on all those viruses we didn't catch in the years when we were alone and masked up when we were together anyway. So, that's definitely an idea there. And just thinking of what she said, you know, these good students are sick. The chronic absenteeism rates don't care why you are out of school, and they don't distinguish with what kind of student you are. It's just you're either in the building or you are not in the building. Sorry, you're either attending, maybe virtually or not, or you are not attending. And that's how they determine chronic absenteeism.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Mary now in Madison. Mary, hi.
Hi. I'm a mother of three from elementary to middle school. And I just want to say since COVID, I have called them in more frequently and not said that they were sick, but called them in for a mental health day. And I have found support from their teachers in that. They provide stuff for them to do at home and think that that is important. And I think that your answer from your expert was a bit of a cop-out because building relationships with teachers and the school, everybody is already overworked, overstressed. They need to put more social workers in schools, more aides. They need to focus more on mental health and put that as a priority because teachers see that as a priority as well. If a kid is depressed or anxious, they're not going to learn. And so the day's wasted.
Mary, thank you so much for sharing your experience with your kids. And Don, we've talked about school. You and I have talked about school staffing before, efforts to bring in more emergency teachers. Mary's pointing to, there may not be the staff here to make that kind of connection, to do that kind of outreach to tackle this absenteeism problem.
Absolutely. And if we could get the funding to support all that staffing, I think a lot of people would support that idea. Building those relationships aren't just between the teachers, but also the social workers, the guidance counselors, all of that community of the school fosters the relationships that I was talking about.
Mary, thanks a lot for that call. Peter is with us now in Viroqua. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to share a story when my son was a freshman when COVID hit. So the school he was in at the time went virtual. And after his freshman year, he transferred to another school. So I saw his official transcripts, and they marked him down absent 26 days at the school he had been at during the first part of COVID. And I tried to get a straight answer out of the school as to how this happened and was kind of dismissed, like, oh, it's no big deal if it's on his transcripts that he's missed school this much. And ultimately, he talked to one of his teachers, and that teacher, who had also failed him, was the one that marked him absent 26 times. And it was because he did not click the right button when he went on to take the virtual class. So I just wanted to mention this, is it's possible that some of the statistics, there might be a plus or minus, you know, deviance as to how accurate the statistics are. There's no doubt that there's more absence, but I wonder under the stress of the pandemic, if things slip through the cracks like this.
I gotcha, Peter. Don, we're just out of time, Peter. Thanks for calling in. Don, we were making stuff up as we went in a lot of cases. Did that throw off the data?
Yeah, and we actually talked about that in our report, just because, especially in those early days of the pandemic, there were no clear guidelines on what constituted as an absence or Actually, there was no definition of what a present student was, especially in a virtual situation. So we do talk about how this data that we're getting from the state, it's definitely not completely accurate, but it's definitely a preponderance of evidence to show that the data was in that direction, though, that chronic absenteeism did increase.
Peter, thanks a lot for that call. Don, as we wrap up, you know, the official public health emergency for COVID just ended. Schools clearly still feeling some of the fallout here. Leave us with some solutions and policies you're hoping we're going to see.
Yeah, we talk about policy a lot, and it's tough to legislate something that deals with absenteeism, because so much of it is based on student by student and dealing with the issues that happen individually. Whatever is going to work for the high school students is probably not going to work for the middle school and the elementary school students too. It's a really easy answer to say that we wish there were more funding to provide personnel that could reach out to the absent students. But I think individual districts really have to think about how they're going to work with the individual problems or issues that are happening locally.
Don, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Don Kramer, researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He talked to us about large number of students missing school starting at the beginning of the pandemic and not necessarily getting any better, according at least to the latest data. Love to hear from you if you, your school district, your family has tackled this problem and maybe found solutions that you'd want to share with the world. You can email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Did your district find a way to reach out and help solve some of the problems that led to higher chronic absenteeism? Again, email ideas@WPR.org.